The Bible readings this morning are from Matthew, and the first one is Matthew chapter 6. And if you want to follow it in a church Bible, it's on page 970. That's 970 in the church Bible. So Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 9. It's your writing.
I don't know.
Is that a 1 or a 9?
That's a 9.
I thought it was. Sorry about that.
I have to say, I gave it this morning just before I left.
Anyway, verse 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And then across to chapter 7 and verse 1. Chapter 7. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye? And pay no attention to the plank in your own eye. How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Amen.
Today, I have a gift. Beautifully wrapped by myself, that's why the bow is so wonderful. And it's a gift I could give to anybody. And it's a gift that you could give to anybody. And it's one of the most important gifts you could ever receive or ever give. So I wonder if anyone would like to come and open my gift. Would one of you guys on the front row like to open a gift? Oh, yes. Tell you what, if I've tied it right, you just need to pull that. Oh, hey, there you go, you can open the rest yourself. Go on then. Oh, there's another box. Shall I take that box off you, then it'll be easier for you, won't it? Oh, that's okay. Oh, what's that? Go on. Oh, open it up. Do you know what that says? Shall I read it to you? Can any of you read that? It's forgiveness. Thank you very much for your... What's your name, by the way?
Danica.
Thank you, Danica. Very helpful. Thank you. The gift I can give anybody is forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's something that we both need to receive and to give. And the Lord's Prayer, the adults in the church are looking at the Lord's Prayer at the moment, but via the lens of the Sermon on the Mount. And we've got to that point where it's, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And forgiveness is so important. And Jesus tells this little story, doesn't he? You heard Brenda read it. Don't judge others. Because do you know what? You've got a speck of sword. Telling somebody they've got a little speck in their own eye when you've got a plank in yours is ridiculous. Can you imagine having a plank in your eye? Jesus actually told jokes, you know. This is funny. If you're in the first century listening to Jesus talk, you've got a plank in your eye. But forgiveness is so important. And I want to tell you a story about forgiveness. You may have heard it before because I think I've told it here before. But if not, here goes. A man was walking down the street with his best friend, somebody he had known for a very long time. As they walked, they began to argue about something pretty trivial. As they argued, they began to get very angry with one another. The more they argued, the angrier they became. They got so angry at each other that one man lost his temper and shoved his friend away. His friend stumbled and fell on a rusty nail. And the nail pierced the man's back. And when he stood up, it was still there. The original person said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry for what I've done. Forgive me." He picked him up. He took him home, washed his wound, and said, "Shall I take that nail out? I'm so sorry. Don't know what came over. Please forgive me." "That's your problem," said his friend. "You're always in a bad mood. I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm leaving this rusty nail in my back so that every time you see it, you will remember what a bad-tempered man you are." And every time the two friends met, the man would go, "Please forgive me. Please let me take that nail away from you." And he would go, "No, I'm teaching you a lesson." Eventually, the nail went rusty and got worse and worse. And his body rejected it until there was one day that the infection built up and killed him. We need to remember that we need forgiveness. Sometimes forgiveness is hard. Forgiving somebody else can be very difficult, can't it? Forgiving ourselves can be difficult. I don't know about you, sometimes forgiving myself is the hardest one. But it's also about seeking forgiveness from God. Because we cross the boundary. We call it sin. It's called sin in the Bible, but it's can be translated in all sorts of different ways, debts, trespasses, and in other places there's a different word used that says missing the mark that God sets for our lives. Stepping outside of God's will, we need to seek his forgiveness for that. And in a moment or two, we're going to do some activities that will help us think about forgiveness. Forgiving others, forgiving ourselves, and asking for forgiveness from God.